Point Breeze residents have been in an uproar since a neighborhood memorial mural was destroyed to make way for a developer's project. As WHYY's Annette John Hall reports, a developer eager to stake his claim to prime property came away with a lasting lesson about the importance of community.
Daryl Roberts couldn't believe what he saw. The Stop the Violence mural, painted with the names of young people whose lives had been lost to gun violence, had been a fixture in the neighborhood for 30 years. Now, it was falling apart, name by name. Only a few painted names were left on the layer of cement that mounted the mural, exposing the brick wall behind it.
I didn't know if it was falling down or if it was being taken down until we found out what was really going on.
It turns out that the mural is on the wall of a building being partially torn down to make way for a new five-bedroom house. That didn't sit well with Roberts, a lifelong Point Breeze resident. One of the names painted on the mural was that of his cousin, Marcus Yates.
Balloons released at 60th and Springfield in memory of Marcus Yates, a five-year-old child shot to death at this corner 30 years ago today.
In 1988, Marcus and 10 other children were playing inside a deli when two rival drug dealers opened fire.
In the middle of a crossfire, trying to get out of the store, he was killed. Several other family members were hit by gunfire.
For Roberts, the mural stands for more than a scroll of names, and it's one of the reasons he's leery of all the rapid development.
You know, they look nice, but when you start coming towards our murals, our memory lanes, and then being a relative of one of the names on the wall, makes it hurt more.
We're taking in what's left of the mural on a recent Saturday morning. Neighborhood ballers are already playing full court, while other residents, many of them young and white, are out walking their dogs. It's a scene that reflects the shifting demographics in a changing neighborhood. Over the past 16 years, census data shows, there has been a 700% increase in median housing prices in Point Breeze, while the black population has decreased by almost half. It's a hot spot for developers. In November, Stephen Brown of Urban Living Group bought the dilapidated five-bedroom house that the mural's on with plans to rehab it and sell it for $480,000.
This was a shell of a residential unit that was about to collapse. And we decided because of the mural, we were going to try to rehab it and preserve it. The brick and the cement barrier were pulling apart, causing fragments of the wall to fall. And I was concerned from a safety perspective, you know, I didn't want anybody to get hurt.
With the wall already starting to crumble, Brown decided to take down the mural, but he says he planned to replace it and that he didn't think to inform the community about his plans. Outraged neighbors, watching the mural being destroyed with no explanation, complained to Councilman Kenyatta Johnson, and then held a community meeting where they let Brown know how they felt.
I took a lot of criticism at the meeting, and a lot of people were very upset, and I totally can relate to that because these are their family members.
At a meeting this week, community leaders say the replacement mural will feature the same names along with some artistic embellishments. It is Robert's hope that the new mural is celebrated with as much reverence as the commemoration his family had for his cousin Marcus earlier this summer.
Invite the families, if they can get in touch with the families and do an unveiling of the wall, a rededication or something like that, and have the developer come and be there so he can see not just the wall with names, but he can see the families that were impacted by the violence that took the lives of these names.
Brown and other donators will pay for the mural. It's expected to go up sometime this fall. Annette John Hall, WHYY News.